Well, here we are, the end of another season of Redefining HR. This has really been one of my most enjoyable seasons yet. The range of guests, the depth of backgrounds and styles and approaches were just fantastic. And I know that I learned a lot. And hopefully if I learned a lot, then you as listeners learn a little bit as well. So this is a recap episode. I'm going to be right back after a word from our sponsor with some of the highlights from my perspective of this season and a preview of what's to come. We'll hit that after a quick word from our sponsor. Redefining HR, one podcast at a time. Support for the Redefining HR podcast comes from PIN. PIN is building the world's first employee-centric communications tool, enabling your employees to automatically receive helpful messages at key moments throughout their journey, from onboarding to promotions and everywhere in between. PIN helps companies battle communication overload and puts your employees in control over when and how they receive information. Go to pinhq.com for more information. That's pynhq.com. And reinvent employee communications for the distributed workplace. And now, on to the show. All right, before we get into the recap of Season 4 and preview of Season 5, I just want to say a quick thanks to our sponsor, PIN. PIN has built an incredible platform for managing internal communications and employee communications for remote teams. Huge fan of the team, huge fan of the platform, and it's been great to have them be a part of our journey this season and watch their growth as well. So shout out to PIN. All right. Well, here we are. Another season of Redefining HR in the books. Before I get into kind of a retrospective on this season and a look ahead of what's to come, I want to just pause for a minute and say thanks. Thank you to all of you listeners, supporters, collaborators, everybody out there who has been suggesting guests for the show, bearing with me as I've experimented with live stream and other things over the course of 2020. I think that we've really kind of hit our stride with this current format that Season 4 represented. So, you know, 30 to 35 minute conversations, really digging into stories, stories and approaches, and hopefully some tangible takeaways from you. You know, I learned a lot in these conversations. This podcast for me is actually a lot of fun because it's essentially me getting the opportunity to ask people whose work I admire about how they do that work. And, you know, that's a self-indulgent driver for the podcast, I suppose. But really the aim is kind of having those conversations and then letting all of you listen in. And so I know that I learned a lot this season, and hopefully that means that you had some tangible takeaways as well that you're able to take back to your own careers and your own companies and your own roles. As I look back on this season, you know, there are so many macro events happening concurrently, from the pandemic to the, you know, resurgent calls for social justice and Black Lives Matter, to shifting to remote and hybrid work models, to the political environment that we are, you know, all in globally, but particularly for those listeners here in the US, you know, we certainly have been faced with this year. So, you know, looking back on the season, there were a lot of really what I viewed as important and enlightening conversations. I appreciated that it was the most diverse cohort of guests that we've had on the show. I appreciated that it was a mix of both CEOs and kind of capturing their perspective on modern HR and CHROs and chief people officers and heads of people in the trenches doing the work in this climate and kind of sharing that experience, as well as people heading up diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts within companies. And that role has been massively under stress and pressure considering all of the events of 2020. So as I look back at the season, you know, some of the conversations that stand out to me really in those categories, you know, getting into remote with kicking off the season with Mark Levy and really digging into employee experience and how that translates to remote environments, to talking with Zoe Hart at Upwork about how they've navigated not just being remote, but how they've seen you know, their own resources and their own community of freelancers, you know, spike in this climate where more companies were looking at on-demand talent for resources. And also, I really enjoyed the conversation with Britt Forsyth over at Shopify. Her story is something that I still think about, you know, moving from that office manager right out of college to being the chief talent officer for a 5,000 plus public company. That journey is just incredible. You don't see that often. And so it was an honor to have her on and talk a bit more and learn more about her experience and also Shopify's shift to digital by default and how they thought that through. You know, moving on to another kind of pillar of conversation this year around social justice, you know, conversations with Aubrey Blanche at CultureAmp and Jerome Turnick at Smart Recruiters. That was such a refreshing conversation with Jerome, and just hearing a CEO be so candid about their own reckoning with white privilege and social injustice and just that, you know, hearing somebody be willing to be, especially in that CEO seat, as open and vulnerable and real was incredibly refreshing. Andre Blackman as well, having the conversation with him around what he's doing in onboard health and kind of working at the intersection of health and social justice and technology. And then the last episode with Tiffany Stevenson at Box. Tiffany's phenomenal. Just hearing directly from her about how she is navigating, you know, all things 2020 for their community of Boxers was really enlightening. And I'm still thinking about a comment she made around, you know, moments versus movements in the struggle for social justice. And that that was just a profound framing that that I still think about. You know, I also really appreciated LJ Brock from Coinbase coming on. Coinbase obviously made a lot of press this year with their public stance and intent to be an apolitical organization. That conversation is still taking place. And LJ was great. We actually recorded an episode on their shift to remote and their views there, probably 2 days before their CEO's announcement on you know, shifting to an apolitical stance. And LJ was gracious enough to come back on the podcast and record a part two, where we specifically dug into that announcement, what it meant, how he was going to be kind of supporting that new effort as a CPO, and a lot more. So really appreciated his time and candor during a week that I know is incredibly difficult for him and his entire team, and frankly, the entire organization as they navigated the early days of that shift. So season five, I'm going to be taking the rest of this month off into early January for a bit of a show hiatus. Really, I'm going to be chilling. I'm going to be eating some cookies, having some drinks, playing with my girls, doing some work, doing some prep, and getting ready for my book launch in January, which I'll move on to in just a second. So season five will be back in January. I've got some great guests lined up for that already. And those guests, again, are going to range from CEOs, CPOs, and CHROs, and maybe you. Yes, you. If you have any ideas or suggestions for guests, hit me up anytime. You know where to find me. You can also hit me up at info@amplifiedtalent.com and let me know any suggestions that you may have. I'm working on the content calendar for that now, so really excited to bring that back in January. And then lastly, I'm also going to be looking at some creative ways to kind of get the Redefining HR book that will be published in January, you know, out to all of you and inspire some conversations and some ideas around that. Really, the book is, I wrote the book, but the book is a testament to the industry. The book wouldn't have been possible without so many people, dozens of people, literally, who both contributed to the book and contributed to my own appreciation around where the field of HR and people operations is heading. So this book is kind of a way of me capturing and consolidating so much of what I've learned from so many people in my network all around the globe over the last 5 years. And so I'm thinking through some different ways that I'm going to you know, create some programs. Obviously, a live book tour is off the table. in 2020. Maybe I'll do a delayed one when it's safe to do so. But thankfully, I'm a digital nerd, and I'll come up with some interesting ways around creating some platforms, webinars, content, and other things that that I think will be of value to listeners of the podcast. So more to come on that over the next several weeks. And as I close this the season, this episode, I just want to thank all of you again. I know 2020 has been a rough year for everyone, and I want to acknowledge that. I want to acknowledge the struggles that that I know many of you have had this year. I certainly have as well. But we're getting into a new year, and hopefully with that will come some new hope for new beginnings in a range of categories, and hopefully we'll be getting our arms around this pandemic as the vaccine is shared for broader distribution, and get back to that normalcy I know we all crave. And when I say normalcy, I'm not going to say new normal because that's totally played out, but it's going to be different, and I'm excited for what that's going to be, and I'm really excited for what that means for the field of HR, for the field of people operations, and the ability we have to actually build anew. And for that, I'm grateful for all of you. I'm grateful. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting. And I will see you in January. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Redefining HR. For more information on the podcast, past episodes, future guests, the Redefining HR book, or free resources, be sure to check out redefininghr.com. And if you dig this podcast, why don't you share it with your CEO, your executive team, and your friends to help them discover what Redefining HR is all about? If you really dig this podcast, I'd love for you to leave a review on whatever podcast delivery vehicle your ears prefer. See you next week.